Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Friday, December 16th, it was a great night in sports last night. Oh, you love to see it. When the world says, you can't take San Francisco, Jay. The Sharps are on Seattle. They've driven the price down from 3.5 to 3. It's tough to win in Seattle. Night game. Brock Purdy's first road start. Jay, what are you doing? You're picking San Fran? All the Sharps are on Seattle. Oh, really? So we're playing the numbers game. I talked about it, guys, all week. This Seattle team is not good. San Francisco, very, very good. Brock Purdy delivers. I know they dropped an interception. Well, you know, the Niners dropped one too. You love to see the Niners cover with relative ease, despite the referees trying to muck up Joey Bosa's. I can't get my Bosa straight. There's just too many of them. At any rate, 49ers win and cover. A great night. Went out with some buddies last night to watch the game at a local bar, a little watering hole, hearing some stories about life and sports. I will just say, a lot more people, it feels like, are tuning into the podcast due to the herd. It feels like, Jay, yeah, I had heard about your podcast. I checked it out, but now I'm a regular listener. I was like, thank you. These are guys I kind of play hoops with. It's a good feeling. At any rate, a great, a tremendous Friday podcast ahead. We've got a new guest on the pod. You know, we like to bring new guys on. This guy, I'll just tell you the backstory. I met him at the 2020 Super Bowl. I was just at a party. This guy comes up, Jay Mac, I'm a huge fan. We'll get into it on the pod. But since then, you know, I told some people, hey, this guy's into gambling. He's a comedian. He's kind of good. Like, take a look. And next thing you know, he's moved on up. Alex Monaco is a podcast at The Volume. He does a gambling show on MSG in New York. You're going to love it. We go through every Saturday and Sunday game. We don't touch the Monday one. Apologies. We differ on like three. You guys can side with Alex or you can side with me. And then at the end of the podcast, I will give you my best bets for the weekend. And then, of course, the World Cup finale on Sunday. As you couldn't tell from the pod all week, my interest in soccer, I'm very geeked for Argentina, France, go Lionel Messi. All right, quickly, on the Niners and Seahawks. So San Fran pretty much dominated the entire first half. It was not close at all. And Seattle tried to make it a game in the second half, but alas, could not. Now, here's the real story. Just how good is Seattle, is the question. The answer is, I think they're a below average team. I think San Francisco's defense is really, really strong. Here's how I know. If you think Seattle is good, and you might believe that, hey, they're 7-7, you know, they were projected to win like six games. So they've played two football games against the Niners this season. They've been thoroughly dominated by the Niners twice. They have reached the red zone against the 49ers in two entire football games twice. That's it. Two trips to the red zone for Seattle. They scored in the fourth quarter. I don't want to say San Fran was in prevent D, but they finally conceded an offensive touchdown. Could not do it. And that's why this whole Pete Carroll owns Shanahan, just some of this gambling analysis out there. Listen, I know you guys listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm sure you listen to a lot of gambling. It's like when you're going to buy a car or buy a house. You don't look at one and then just decide this is the house or this is the car or this is what I want. You look around. You take your time. When you're finding a future partner, you don't just marry the very first girl you meet. You got to shop around, see what's out there. Spend some time checking out the opposition or, in this case, the other gambling pundits. I'm just telling you guys, if you were riding with Seattle because the sharps were on them, this was never remotely close to the right side. Seattle, 4.5 yards per play. Geno Smith, thoroughly perplexed by the DeMeco Ryans defense. I was not even, again, I was at a bar watching with buddies. And I see on the final drive, you know, McCaffrey had a big game. I see this new guy in, Dreadlocks 24. I didn't want to call up my phone and look him up. I'm like, who is this guy? Mitchell's out. I don't know who the hell, I don't know who this guy is. And I was getting upset because I'm like, if he fumbles because he's some guy in there from McCaffrey and Seattle recovers, they could come in the back door to, you know, and cover, sweating it a little bit. And then this kid peels off a run, 55 yards, and it was awesome. His name, by the way, if you're not familiar with number 24 of the Niners, Jordan Mason. This is the Kyle Shanahan system. They can plug in a rookie from Georgia Tech named Jordan Mason, who you've never friggin' heard of, and he can deliver when it matters. Because McCaffrey got you there. This was a big game for George Kittle. If you're starting George Kittle in fantasy, as you obviously should, George Kittle probably had his best game of the season. 4 for 93, 2 touchdowns. Just abusing the Seattle secondary, linebackers, all of it. Folks, you know I made that bet on Cowherd Show. It was foolish in hindsight. The Seahawks are so bad, if they finish above 500, I'll shave the Seahawks logo on the side of my head. So they have 3 games left. They have to win 2. Next up, at Kansas City. I'm going to go ahead and guess the Chiefs are 7.5? 6.5 or 7.5, probably in that ballpark. Then the Jets. They close out with the Rams, and the biggest problem, of course, is it's in Seattle, and the Rams are terrible. Now, maybe Baker Mayfield turns them around and something miraculous happens, but bottom line, I need KC obviously to win, and then that puts it on, can my Jets seal it and get the win over Seattle? Now, Seattle could fall out of the playoff hunt. That's how dicey it is. They're already not top 7. And the Washington Taylor Heinickes, yes, that's the Washington Taylor Heinickes, if they beat the Giants, they now go up a game and a half on Seattle. This would be just a pretty calamitous fall. Now, again, there were low expectations coming in. They're similar to the Jets. I know that Seattle Seahawks fans won't want to hear that. They're similar to the Jets, and Jets season expectations were nothing. Then they were in the playoff hunt for like, I don't know, 6 weeks. Exciting. Awesome. Are we going to make the playoffs? And then they fall out. Well, we outkicked our coverage. We exceeded expectations. We were playing above the rim for most of the season, but we didn't make the playoffs. To me, that really hurts because now you're not getting a top 10 pick. Right? You're settling for like 13 to 17-ish. And that's terrible. You're not going to get an elite player. By the way, the Jets draft last year was awesome because they had so many picks. Thank you to the Jamal Adams deal. But if you're Seattle right now, you basically have to hope that the Jets beat the Lions because Detroit is coming. If Detroit beats the Jets, and yes, they will be featured in Best Bet, I mean, Detroit will be tied with Seattle for at 7-7, and that's for the 8th spot. Let me just quickly see if they played this year. They did, and oh, Seattle beat them 48-45. I don't know how I forgot that. Sounds like it was a rip-roaring affair. Oh, it was a blowout. Detroit stormed back in the fourth quarter. Jeez, looks like a wild game. I don't know how I forgot that one. 48-45. Oh, that was like when Rashad Penny was playing. He had a monster game. So actually, yes, Seattle has the tiebreaker. So they do want the Lions to lose. Folks, I know there's not a ton of Seattle Seahawks fans tuning into this podcast. I just don't think they're good. I think we realize Geno's limited, and they need to consider a quarterback with that Denver pick high in the draft. As for San Francisco, I don't know how you guys can doubt Brock Purdy. I'm not saying he's great, but when you can have Shanahan scheme it up, you can open holes behind Trent Williams for McCaffrey, this Jordan Mason, Debo Samuel's going to be coming back. Jimmy Garoppolo may be coming back. Eagles fans, this team's going to be tough. Obviously, if you're the Eagles, who would you want to host in the NFC Championship game? I guarantee you, you'd rather take the Cowboys. You'd rather take the Vikings. You don't want to see San Francisco. This team's nasty. All right, without further ado, let's get to our guest, Alex Monaco.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire. First time guest. The backstory here is crazy. I was at a Super Bowl party. I think it was Jay Glazer's Miami 2020, right before the pandemic. That was like the pandemic where the flight home was looking for masks, and I finally got one, and I go on the airplane with a mask. I gave Cowherd a mask, and then like nobody was wearing them on the flight. I'm like, what the hell? This is weird. And then, of course, you know, the world shuts down 2 months later. Anyways, at this Jay Glazer party, this dude comes up to me, high energy, talking gambling, is like a fan. I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, nobody special, dude, but you're pretty good. And it turns out this guy, you know, 2 years later, he's got his own show on MSG. He has a gambling podcast with Cowherd's Volume Network called Sports Gambling Moneyline Monaco. It is Alex Monaco. What is up, my man?
J-Mac, what an introduction. I'm ready to run through. I'm ready to run through a straight fire wall here. Fired up to be on the program, man. Love the pod. Love the dynamic with Colin as we were talking off air. And so does my family, man. So continued success your way.
Watch as well. So, hey, here's the thing. You got a background in comedy.
A little bit.
Who's the best comedian you've seen stand up in the last, I don't know, 2 years?
You know, I got to go with my guy, Sebastian.
We saw him.
Maniscalco. And we're, you know, I grew up with a Jewish dad from New York and an Italian Catholic mom from LA with Buddhist beliefs. So watching Sebastian, that's a lot. Jason, as an Italian man marrying a Jewish woman, I'm like, yo, when your son grows up, this is what he looks like. And he's not going to be well rested, just so you know. Yeah.
My brother put me onto him a while ago. And I was like, all right, this guy's kind of funny. And, you know, he just is massive now. I think we saw him maybe a year ago at, I think it was the Forum. He's like selling out the Forum.
Oh, he's selling out
crazy
theaters, arenas. He just had a new special out. It's incredible. But yeah, the physicality is phenomenal. One of one.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Chappelle and Rock last week in Anaheim.
Oh, I heard that you were talking about it. I love it.
Dave Chappelle was all right. He just seems a little angry. Chris Rock, I thought, was outstanding, like just exceptional. But how's this? I'll just toss this out. Well, then we'll get to NFL. One of my favorite guys when he's on Howard Stern, and I haven't listened to Stern in a while because I dumped Sirius, is David Spade. David Spade is unbelievable. And then I've seen him live like two or three times, and he's just been like good, not like, oh my gosh, I cannot even stop laughing. Have you heard David Spade live or no?
I haven't seen him live. I'm fortunately hanging out at the store and stuff. He come up at the Comedy Store and pop in, do 15, but you know, he's a bona fide celebrity. So, you know, sometimes they tend to enter a different door and out another one. But no, he's phenomenal and, you know, been around what, 3 decades going? So
yeah.
Clearly.
Wait, how bro. So you're just posted up at the Comedy Store in New York City? Just like
No. That was back in LA on Sunset.
Oh, in LA, okay.
Because you can just hang out outside at the bar, chill out.
Definitely. One last one. Comedic influence on you.
I'm a millennial Larry David, Jason. My entire life, all I do is run into Larry David scenarios. So
what?
And if I ever ran into him, I would not talk to him about anything other. And if you run into him or he comes on the show, please use this. He, and if you haven't, I'll send it to you. He wholeheartedly believes that he could be the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. He is a diehard Jets fan, and he thinks it's not that difficult. So if I would ever bump into him for a little LD stop and chat, I would ask him in detail, how can we go about making this happen, and what would you do as the Jets OC?
Wait, are you a Jets guy or Giants?
You know, I'm a recovering San Diego Charger fan. I'm from San Diego. So I have a New York dad. So I grew up in a Giants, Mets, Knicks household, but my mom's from LA, likes the Lakers. So I'm one of these people that nobody likes because I like the Lakers and the Knicks growing up.
I like those teams.
I know, but everybody hates that person. But I remind everyone I'm from San Diego. I've experienced zero championships, and I'm still not over 1998 in third grade when my teacher had tickets to game five. And thanks to Scott Brosius, there was no Yankees-Padres game five.
Wow, what a memory. Jeez. This is a bad admission here on the podcast, but Alex, I've never seen Curb.
What?
I think I need to amend that. Yeah.
Wait, have you seen Seinfeld?
Of course. Come on. That's great.
They're very different. Now, just take George Costanza, add rated R next to him, and no laugh track. And that's Curb, basically. Yeah. You're getting Larry and the fact that he started this in the early 00s when we were still watching programs at actual times and he's still cranking, it's incredible. But yeah, so LD's a huge influence. Seinfeld's a huge influence. Anyone who's extremely extroverted and animated, you know, a little Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, anyone who's just a little wacky, you know?
Yeah, well, I like wacky. I don't like this week. Shit, what week is this? 14, 15? I don't even friggin' know. But 15. I don't like the card this week, Alex. Let me brag a little bit. I did go 5-0 in the the Circa Sports Contest. I've had a good run, and I need help because anytime if you have a hot week and you give out picks as we do, you feel nervous because everybody's like, "Oh, this guy went 5-0. He must know something. I got to follow him." 12-3 streak in the contest, and now I'm looking at him like, "Oh shit, there's not much here."
I feel you, man. And I had my worst week of the season last year. You're Costanza opposite and over here from me and you. I'm coming in Austin Powers chronologically frozen. I don't know what happened. I take the Giants with the points. I thought that was play. I backed the Titans, even though you hate the 3.5 divisional home favorite. Jags won one road game since Oakland Oakland. So, some bad beats, but I've dialed in. I've only had two losing weeks on the Volume Weekend podcast.
Oh, that's good.
Of 14. So, we've gone 3-2 or better out of 12 of 14. So I'm pretty dialed in. I feel good about the card. Let's get into it.
All right. Let's start with Saturday. I have nothing on Colts Vikings. I feel like every Vikings game is close. I don't know what the hell the Colts are going to do off the bye. So let's just skip that one. Unless you have a serious itch on this one that you want to talk about.
I mean, the only thing I'd say is that the Vikings are still minus in the point differential, and the Colts are off the largest fourth quarter embarrassment in the history of the NFL. No one's been outscored 33-0. So, you get a bye to sit on it, 4.5. I mean,
but season's over.
Yeah, no, I know. That's the thing.
Are they on the bye week? Are the Colts players thinking about what they're going to get their girlfriend, their jump off, the girl they have in another city, and they're seeing their family? Or are they thinking about the Vikings next week because the season's over?
It's a good point, and that's the thing.
I don't know.
And this is I work with some guys. My boy Eric Coleman, by the way, loves the Herd as well. My guy on the other show on MSG, but former Jet. And we talk about it. And towards this end of the season, with teams that don't have anything to play for, they'll start replacing veterans with young guys just to get reps. So yeah, to your point, I'm a little nervous about that with Indy, especially with Jeff Saturday on the Budweiser hot seat here. One win since Vegas.
We know.
So yeah, I'm not touching it, but I'd probably lean Indy, man, but I would not touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, so Baltimore at Cleveland is the midday game on Saturday. This is interesting. We're recording this Thursday afternoon. Tyler Huntley was just cleared from concussion protocol. He got a full practice in, and he's in line to start. Now, what's weird, Alex, is quarterbacks, especially, that get the concussion usually are out at least a week. So this is now Baltimore on a short week. Quarterback, I don't know if you saw the hit. Minka Fitzpatrick looked like he forearm shivered the guy.
I know.
No flag was thrown at any rate. Cleveland's favored by 2.5. It looks like it's headed toward 3. Alex, I think I want to lay it with Deshaun Watson. Nobody wants any part of the Browns at this point. Their season's over. Watson looked like awful the last 2 weeks. Can you make a case for the Browns here?
I mean, you can make a case, Jason, but I actually feel really good about the Ravens with the points here. These AFC North dances, whoever's the dog ends up covering. I mean, you look at head-to-head here, and again, you can't go too much on the backstory because Watson and Huntley, you know, trends-wise, not huge. But I just look with my own eyes here, like you guys talk about on the show. What have we seen with this Browns offense in the last 2 weeks? You get two defensive touchdowns and a Donovan Peoples-Jones special teams. You put up six with the offense. You steal a victory in Houston, 27 points. Six were from the offense. Yes, he looked a little better last week, and the Bengals are a top 13 deep for the most part, but one touchdown? He's put up essentially 10 points and 6 points. So 16 points in eight quarters against a top AD here. And this is what the Ravens do. You know this, Jason. They muck it up. They make you play their style. And we're talking about a top three rush team, 162 per, versus a bottom 11 rush team and a bottom 4 points against defense. This Browns team is unwatchable. So while I do think it's a good get right spot, I mean, the man missed 700 days without touching the football. And Chubb's production, I'm in fantasy playoffs with Chubb. I got bounced. I'm not happy about it. They're trying to appease and force the issue with Watson. And again, they're not playing for anything except for, I think, team chemistry for next year. You mean to tell me the Texans give up 165 on the ground and Chubb runs for 80 2 weeks ago and then 34 versus the Bengals? Yeah. This is a top three running back in the league. So they've gone away with their game plan, I think, and they're just trying to figure out chemistry. So I got to lean with the third best road cover in the league. The Ravens are 5-2 against the spread. I know they got a loss coming. I know that was a little long-winded. The team that's given up 81 on the ground and the eighth best D, they're going to have to make Watson beat him. Will he? I got to take the Ravens here.
Interesting. There's not a lot to like about the Browns, which is kind of why I like them here. But you, and I don't have numbers to back it up, but usually the week after Ravens Steelers is always a come down. That's always a body bag game.
Good point.
And, you know, the other thing with the quarterback is, like, if they're rushing him back from the concussion to try to, you know, keep pace with the Bengals, who can't lose a game, he's one hit away from us seeing Anthony Brown.
I know.
Trying to finish a game.
Which is
remember,
brutal.
No Ronnie Stanley on the left tackle. Miles right. Garrett. I don't know.
Well, but right, Dobbins is back, though. Dobbins 15 for 120 last week was huge. That's a big part of my rationale here.
Steelers. All right, so let's go to the night game Saturday. Miami at Buffalo. We know Miami, 3 straight road games. Anybody who didn't sell their Dolphins stock like 3 weeks ago is an idiot. This team is so overrated. All the numbers, I read something where Tua, in the four coldest weather games he's played, is 0-4. The stats are horrible, and none of the games have been close.
And I heard you guys going back and forth on Tua and the Tebow comparison.
Well, I thought that was a little off the deep end, but
it was interesting though.
It's a good hot take, and you know the Miami fans are just so angry.
It's tough though.
I'm not a buyer in Tua.
Yeah, I'm with you. You've been on both these teams pretty well this year. I think again, Bills at home, 4 straight. Again, you guys were talking about it too. The weather, what are we going to see? I'm up here. It's freezing, but I'm not seeing snow yet. So in 48 hours, I'd lean Bills. They've been great in the last 4 weeks. It's a divisional dance. I mean, they just got embarrassed on Sunday night. I was so mad at Miami for their game plan going against a bottom rush D. They didn't even try to run the ball against the Chargers. So whatever McDaniel and his game plan has been working first half, I'm not seeing it in the second half. I'd probably swallow the 7 here.
You would take Miami?
No. I'd swallow the 7.
Oh, you would take Buffalo? Okay.
I lean Buffalo. And okay. I don't love right. it, but I'd lean my 7.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Bills or pass. Obviously, the revenge spot. Before that game in Miami earlier this season, and by the way, the Bills, I think, had 2 times the amount of yards that Miami did in that one. Josh Allen has absolutely killed Miami.
Yeah, actually.
Off the two road games. Think about this. You go San Fran, stay out west, Chargers, come back to Miami, and then up north in a short week. Like, I don't know, man.
It's a great point.
Everything to me.
And he does. He owns them. He had a 7-game win streak against him. He's 7-2 against him. And you know this.
Are ridiculous.
And the Dolphins don't cover on the road. They're unbelievable. I don't know what's going on in Ace Ventura Laces out land down there at home. They cover at home. They've covered one time in their last 6 on the road. I think we got to go Bills.
Okay, so Sunday, I'm going to skip the Desmond Ridder game unless you... I may end up betting the Saints, but I don't know. Desmond Ridder's had 2 weeks to prepare for this. At any rate, Jets-Lions. I'm looking at this now again Thursday afternoon. It was Pick'em yesterday. Mike White upgraded. Jets now 1.5. Now, we know, Alex, limits get raised as you get later in the week. I'm going to go ahead and assume this isn't the public hammering the Jets. The public loves Detroit. Offense. Yeah. 6 straight covers or something ridiculous like that. I don't need to make the case to you, but I am on the Jets here.
No, I love it. I know when you emotionally fire at the book, you hate it because you always feel like you're overthinking it, betting with your heart, not your overall gambling acumen. But this 6-7 win streak here for the Lions, Jason, who have name a top 10 defense that they've beaten in the last month and a half. You can't, because they haven't beat a top 10 defense. And there was so much positive to take away from the Jets last week. Not to be a homer, as I'm talking to a diehard, but you force Allen to go 2-for-13 on third down. Again, he barely throws for over, 145-ish? That's 2 outings against one of the best in the business, and they've got him barely over 140 and over 200 from a passing standpoint. You got a 4th-ranked passing defense against this Lions team, 6th-ranked D overall, and they get to the quarterback top 5. I'm looking solely at the Costco sample size of the Jared Goff California kid in the Northeast just a month and a half ago against the Patriots. It's a very similar stylistic game, and they lose 29-0. Jared Goff, I love the storyline. Cali kid, I'm a Southern California soft kid. I'm crying tears of coldness walking to work here in New York. I can't hang. Jared Goff will not hang in MetLife on Sunday against this team. And to be honest, the Jets, and you know this, Jason, they've only lost back-to-back just this last week. They're 4-1 straight up after a loss. This is a pick 'em game. A ton of pride. I love the culture. And they're going to have to run the ball on this team because they're not going to throw on them. I think this is going to be a Jets win. As long as Mike White is all right, shout out White Lotus.
I was saving this for Friday's Cowherd show, but I do need to point out Robert Saleh has dominated Jared Goff head-to-head. Saleh, back when he was in San Francisco, the 2 worst games Goff has had statistically in his career came against Robert Saleh defenses. And I know San Fran's had good defenses, but let's be honest, the Jets are a top 5, maybe top 3 defense in the league by most metrics. Now, Quinnen Williams is what worries me, because
right,
if you don't have
day.
Him, he is...
It's his day-to-day.
Yeah, he hasn't really practiced this week.
I know.
I don't feel great.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Philadelphia coming off a demolition of the Giants. 9-point favorites on the road in Chicago. I've done so little on this that I haven't even checked the weather in Chicago to see what it's like. But this is what I do know. Philly has its game of the season next week against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. The Cowboys, according to the look-ahead line, the Cowboys are going to be favored in that game.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons is talking about Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry. It's like, what are we doing here? Are they focused on this game? I don't know. But for me here, it would be Chicago getting 9 or nothing. I can totally see Sirianni and Hurts and company thinking about the Dallas game, not being as dialed in and, you know, struggling to like a 24-20 victory or something.
Yeah, well said. I don't have too much more to add. I'd go Chicago or nothing. I mean, again, both teams are our top three run teams. So this Philly team is great defensively. They turn the ball over, great pasty, but they're giving up over 100 on the ground. So you could probably make a case that the Bears cover this 9, especially with the extra prep. And yeah, great thought on the look ahead spot. It's the ultimate look ahead spot. 9? Yeah. That's a huge number.
That's a big number. Well, they did just cover 7 for everybody except you against the Giants. Very true. On the road.
Well, I will say, this was part of my argument, the Eagles prior to last week had only covered 1 time on the road. So undefeated straight up. But again, the game within the game we play, ATS, 1 cover. Now 2 back-to-back road games, I got to take Chicago.
Part of my logic for last week was the Giants had that sandwich spot. I know it's a divisional game last week, but they have Washington this week for their season. And I thought, like, okay, if the Eagles go up a few touchdowns, just, you know, Daboll's going to be smart and pack it in, not a lot of Saquon in the second half, and kind of that's what happened. But next game, Pittsburgh-Carolina, I don't know who's starting at quarterback. I've seen some Mason Rudolph chatter, I don't think I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
That being said, with Kenny Pickett, it was -3 on the look-ahead. Now Carolina -3. Sam Darnold laying points against Mike Tomlin. I don't think I want to touch that for now. But let's get to the interesting one. Dallas-Jacksonville. So, Alex, yell at me if I'm an idiot. That being... go ahead and yell. You can go. But I've been looking at this. Somebody put me onto this a few years ago. And teams that did not cover the prior week against teams that did cover.
Yeah.
If you want to find the biggest adjustments in Vegas, that's where you find it. And that's where you can find a little bit of an edge. It's not like the end-all, be-all. But... and I have like a notes document in my phone where I keep all this stuff. So there's 8 of those games this week, and Cowboys-Jaguars is 1.
Yeah.
The Cowboys don't cover as 17-point favorites. Jags do destroy Tennessee on the road. I think they won by like 18 or 20, something like that. All of a sudden, Dallas was -6 on the look ahead. Now it's down to 4, and there's this wave of, oh, the Jags, let's get... I think I want to bet Dallas here.
But the
Philadelphia game next week has me probably having to skip this one because I think Dallas is going to show up an impressive performance. But Doug Peterson, the Jacksonville coach, has faced, obviously, the Cowboys and the Quinn defenses. I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous. So I'm probably going to skip this game, but I'm curious if you're on it.
No, I'm very, very much skipping this. I'm swiping left. There's nothing to like. The look ahead, you made it a great point. How do we feel good about that? And I had this inkling last week in the Battle of Texas. Is there extra pride, as we all know, high school sports and onwards in Texas football? And look at the Texans. Dallas probably mailed it in all week at practice, took it easy, slept walk. I would expect they probably came in a little more buttoned up this week for sure. But man, this is the same number 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, 4.5 at home, Jags hosting the Ravens. I took the Jags with the points because of the number. It's a big number, but I don't know how you don't lean Cowboys here to get right. Jacksonville's been so Jekyll and Hyde. I don't know what to take. I mean, they're the only team that's won by 25 and lost by 25 this year.
Yeah. So we're in lockstep there. Denver favored by 3 against Arizona. This is, I believe, Brett Rypien. I'm going to assume that because Russell Wilson was like glass-eyed. He looked done against Colt McCoy. Arizona short week. I definitely can't lay 3 with Brett Rypien, but this Denver defense is going to keep it close. It's a pass for me, I think, but anything from you?
No, I'd probably rather read the dictionary than watch this game, to be honest. I mean, geez, 2 Madden 77s, one of them probably doesn't have a photo. I'm all set. But you got to go with the better defense, right? I mean, that's how I would look at the game. I'd take the better D that didn't even really have they had 3 picks against Mahomes, but not really a great outing. But yeah, it's a pass.
New England is, can this be right? They're a 1-point dog in Vegas.
Oh, it's
what
right.
What is that about?
It's right, my friend.
McDaniels is favored over Belichick?
Listen, I'm, what call me crazy. I'm going down with the Raiders. I have not,
really?
I've been off on the Patriots for 3 weeks. I really thought the Cardinals Monday night with the points. I was cold, so I wasn't feeling too confident, but I really thought this Patriots team, who again, and I think the numbers around 80-something percent of their wins here are against backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
Literally, go through it. You beat Ellinger. Jacoby Brissett, who was on your team for how many years, you should have. You beat Mitchie Trubisky. You beat Zach Wilson twice, and you beat McCoy last week. Where is the impressive win? So, it's a hot, cold team. And Mac Jones, I say what you will. I personally think he's rather unwatchable. I mean, 16 turnovers in his last 16 starts, 7 tugs, 8 picks this year. Your leading receiver is a running back. But this game, to me, I love the bounce back spot. You know this. Colin talks about it. You echo the same sentiments. A team gets embarrassed on Natty TV. And again, that's never happened in franchise history. Up 13, 4 to go. You blow it to Progressive Insurance, of all things. And they're coming back with extra week to prep. The problem is it's mentor versus understudy. I just did this whole song and dance, and I took Shanahan over McDaniel. I don't know where this chess match of all these years in practice, McDaniel going against Belichick, the chess. It's a riveting thought from a coaching perspective. I'm going to lean Vegas here because, again, Denver's given up 20-plus 4 times this year, and 2 of those outings were to the Raiders. They score against everybody. So I'm going to lean LV in a pick 'em here.
Now that's okay. I think that's probably where we have a little divide. My interesting first thought is Belichick versus McDaniels. I got to take Belichick, but sure. There are a couple things. Short week. Remember, they went to Arizona. I was reading that Belichick is staying out west so they can just go to Vegas instead of have to go home and then come back. They're not in Las Vegas. Obviously there's some surrounding area, might be Arizona.
Yeah.
And I'm with you though. I don't like Mac Jones. I don't like anything about that offense. I've never heard of some of these players, like the running back Strong. Who the hell is that? And I watch and bet on college football. So it's a tough one. This is why I'm saying this is a tough week. We're going down almost every game. Let's see. Shoot.
But we're going. I just feel like.
Oh, here we go. Here's one that I like that I think you're probably going to hate. Tennessee at the Chargers. The narrative is Chargers can't stop the run. Tennessee comes in with Derrick Henry. You got to take the points with Vrabel as a dog.
You have to.
I would say the Tennessee Titans are so beat up, and the Chargers are finally healthy. Offensive line getting back, Lindsley back at center. This could be the Bosa return this week from IR. I think he was activated, but it's a matter of if he can practice or not. I kind of want the Chargers, and I know you're not supposed to lay points with the Chargers.
Don't tell me that. Look, the Chargers, you back them when they're getting points. You fade them when they're favorites. I mean, that's the story. I've literally aged years rooting for this team in the AFC West, only to watch Spanos go up the 5 freeway. I look at it like this. It's exactly what you said without going too much into it. Chargers give up 147 on the ground. Titans 18-2 when Henry goes over 120. He did it last week. It was only their second time they didn't. I don't know what happened with that game plan. They're running the ball down the Jags' throat. They stopped running the ball. What are we doing? So, again, the Chargers, 8 of their last 9 are by 7 or less. They make it close. They make it ugly. I'm going to go coaching here. They haven't lost 3 in a row under Vrabel. They haven't lost 4 in a row since 2015, J-Mac. So, I mean, so Chargers again, bet, yeah. and the public is on the Chargers, depending where you look at your splits.
Yeah, they just beat Miami Island game.
I mean, I know it's cozy at home, but you know, SoFi, it's not a true home game. I don't know how well Titans fans travel, but
there are no Titans fans, right? They don't travel. Let me look this up here.
I got to take Titans, the three.
Whoa, Titans lost to Bengals, Eagles, Jags. Next week they have Houston, which is a get right spot. So there's no shot of a look ahead.
Right.
Hmm.
Look, but Vrabel's going to, Herbert's going to have to beat them. They have a top three rush D, and let's not forget, they're still 8-5 against the spread. That's top three in the league. They're still excellent under Vrabel when getting points. I mean, he is the guy. It's Tomlin and it's Vrabel as the two coaches getting points that we like to back. I got to do it. Again, it's an emotional purchase because I'm a Charger fan.
Let me just check the injury report real quick. Okay, so Titans. Yeah, see, this is the problem.
Yeah,
Traylon Burks concussion.
Is out.
And who is he throwing to? And then their cornerbacks, they got like two on IR, and their other best cornerback, Fulton, did not practice groin. I don't think he played last week. And Trevor Lawrence looked like the number one pick, right?
I mean,
he was on fire.
But remember, six starters were out.
Jeffrey Simmons did not practice today due to an ankle.
That's not good.
Let's see Autry. Oh, Autry's back. They really struggled. He missed all those losses. Robert Woods is back from an illness, it looks like.
Yep.
So they're getting healthier.
But number six starters were out on the Chargers defense against the Dolphins.
Great point.
Six. They're healthy on offense. Yeah, they're healthy on offense. They're not particularly healthy on defense.
Yeah, Pipkin's back on the offensive line. All right. We'll put a pin in that one, and we'll wrap up with these two. So Sunday Night Football, Giants, Washington, Taylor Heineke favored by 4.5 points at home.
This is like a system play, Jason. You have to take the 4.5. You're gonna lose your mind if the Commanders blow this game. And again, nobody feels good about the Giants. I'm in the area. Everyone's down on them. It's over. It's on to the Jets the next season. They haven't won since the Texans game. They didn't even look good against the Texans when they hosted them. So the Giants couldn't look any worse. The thing is this Commanders team, I don't know what kind of defense is going to come in. The Giants, again, all the trends lean Giants after a straight up and an against the spread loss like this.
Did they lose by 20?
I don't have the heart to check.
Teams that lose by 20, there's some trends that, and again, I'm not a huge trend guy, but teams that lose by 20 usually bounce back the next week. I just want to add this, Alex. Washington 2 weeks ago played the Giants. Then they got a bye. Now they face the Giants.
I know.
So essentially, they had the week leading up to it, and then the bye week, and now this is 3 weeks. I don't know what they did on the bye week, but I'm sure there was some game planning going on with the coaches for this game, which is massive for them. So you've had essentially 3 weeks to prepare for a team that's so limited offensively anyway.
I know. So it's a great point.
I don't know that I can put my money on the Giants,
but how do you lay? I mean, in the NFC East, if you're not named the Eagles, how do you lay? I mean, let's not forget on Thanksgiving, Danny gave us a backdoor +10 cover. So
yeah, that was great.
They're kind of that team that bends but doesn't break. They actually were the only team that hadn't given up a 35-plus yard touchdown all year until Jalen Hurts went and did that. So they don't give up the big play. And looking at what Danny has done and really what the Giants have done, they've covered their last four out of FedEx. Whatever that means to you, whether it means a lot or a little, they've gone to Washington and covered. And Danny Dimes at Washington, I think he's covered. I have to pull it up, but he's over 65% covering in Washington.
Yeah, that was one of the other things. Bet Danny Dimes on the road as a dog. Do not bet him at home. I'm looking at that other game. So it was 10-0 Washington early. Giants storm back. Taylor Heineke magic in the final 2 minutes. That drive was pretty nasty.
It was nasty.
See, that's the problem. I told you I didn't like this card.
I know. It's a gross card. I'm incredibly impressed you went 5-0 last week.
We'll
amazing.
Wrap up with this. Bengals favored on the road by 3.5 at Tom Brady.
Please take this and run with it. I don't know where I found
it. Wait, which team?
Oh, I'm all in on the Bengals this week. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's the scary thing, dude.
I know. Brady in a house, party of one, eating avocado ice cream. That's a scary sight. And I thought it would work the positive way. You've seen him throw any kind of tablet on the sideline over that 35-7L last week. He looked lost at Wilson C, man. And this Bengals team, let me just lay this out. Not only are they the number one cover in the league at 10-3, They, in the last 21 games, Jamie, 18-3. 18-3. That's the best run in the history of against the spread in the National Football League in through 21 games.
Yeah. Doesn't this... Okay, so last week, the Bengals were at home against the Browns. And remember how bad that got bet on game day?
I
think it was three. It closed at 3.5. So if they closed against the Browns at 3.5, they're now favored by 3.5 in Tampa. Is that the market telling you Tampa and Cleveland is on equal footing?
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
And that's the only big problem I have. Like, are you buying Cincinnati at the top of the market? Are you buying a house
Absolutely.
Market's overcooking? And the risk there is massive. The problem is I'm done going against Burrow. You know, even I gave it out on the herd, and then you know, Saturday comes around to put in the picks. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna back Deshaun Watson here. So luckily, I didn't put them in the contest. I did bet it, but I'm done betting against Burrow and the Bengals, man. I think the coach stinks. I think the defense is a little overrated. No T. Higgins, no Tyler Boyd. It's gonna be tough to cover on the road. By the way, is Hendrickson playing the defensive end?
That's a great question.
He broke his wrist, so they might just club it up and have him go. Tristan Wirfs, if he's not a go, oh man, I don't know, man. So you like Cincy for sure.
It's the Bucs offense, J Mac. I mean, 28th in the league with 17. They're 21st in the red zone. They're 32nd in every running category. So Brady's having to throw the ball 55 times last week. He's 3-8 in his career when he does that. I mean, they're not going to run the ball on Sunday. And Cincy, if they get to the 20, this team's interesting. When they get to the 20, I think it's 24 points, but this stat in front of me, they're 8-0 when they get 20 points this season. Can they get 20? I think they can. Brock Purdy, a Madden 73 overall, just got 35. So I don't know where this team is energetically. This is where I would back Brady because I'm holding a Bucs futures ticket. I went emotional on purchasing them after.
Wait, Super Bowl or division?
Well, I have them on the division, of course.
Okay, yeah.
But I took after the Germany game, just I have gone down so bad with the old timers, J-Mac, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. It has been ugly because it is
painful.
Bad season for the old folks. But I don't feel good about it. I just this team coming off 3 points of offense or less than 10 points for the second time this season. I nothing good to say about this team. And if the defense isn't there, it's going to be a wrap early.
Yeah, this falls into one of those, if Tampa loses and Carolina wins, Carolina is now leading the division, as tough as that would be to
incredible.
Accept. All right. He is Alex Monaco, host of Better Half Hour on MSG, 5 p.m. Eastern, and then you got the daily podcast on the Volume Network, Sports Gambling Moneyline Monaco. Hey, man, congrats on all the success. Obviously, good luck this week, except for the games we're going head-to-head.
Hey, J-Mac, thank you so much. Huge fan. Yeah. Love your work. Just bringing incredible energy every morning to the herd. I love watching you guys go back and forth.
Send my best to your family that watches, man. That's an honor.
100%. They'll be listening to this podcast when it drops, so I'll let them know.
Yeah. Dave, where are they? Are they in Rochester?
Oh, no. My family's all in San Diego.
Oh, all of them in San Diego.
So they're all getting vitamin D, and I'm looking like Casper over here.
What are you waiting for? You got to move out west, man.
I
got the show at MSG.
Yeah, you know, look, the goal is to get back to the promised land. So hopefully,
I definitely miss winters. No, I don't. New York? Definitely not. All right, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you, Jason.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Alex Monaco. Very exciting, young, passionate individual on the gambling front. We disagree on a lot of picks this weekend. I didn't talk to him about the World Cup, so I'll just get that one out of the way first for the best bet. So Argentina-France early Sunday morning before the NFL. Very fired up for this. A couple buddies are hosting gatherings out here. I may have to split time at one and the other because, you know, these are soccer guys who are fired up about the World Cup. Obviously, you guys know I'm big time on Argentina for the futures well before the tournament. I gave them out this summer. I think they were as high as plus 600 and it was plus 500. So I need Argentina to win. But because of that, I think I probably should hedge with a little France in some capacity. I think both teams to score is a safe bet. I don't want to read too much into the 4-3 game from 2018. As I articulated earlier this week, that Argentina defense is way, way better than it was back in 2018. So I think both teams will score minus 114. I think it's a for fun long shot. Not quite as much of a Hail Mary as you notice the lines have gotten tighter from group play, round of 16. Everything's much tougher to find an edge. Argentina to win in penalties plus 550. I think if you're looking for an action play, hanging out with buddies at a bar, Lionel Messi first goal. Remember, if they get in the box and there's a foul and there's an Argentina penalty kick, it will be Messi. Just like it was against Croatia, they get the early lead. Messi first goal plus 475. And plus, everybody's going to be rooting for Messi, obviously. I mean, give me a break. This is his final World Cup game, his final trophy, the only one that has eluded him. And if Messi is able to win it, folks, I mean, that's just, it's going to be a coronation, hopefully, Sunday morning. Now, France wins, and Mbappe has two World Cup trophies. What is he, 23 years old? 22, 23, something like that. I don't know. We're talking about historic greatness at such an early age. It'll be tough. There is the report about Karim Benzema is now fit. They kept him on the roster due to the injury, and so he's eligible to play. I can't imagine a scenario where they put him on unless it's maybe extra time and they have a sub and it's looking like penalties. Then you put Benzema in because he's, you know, just a great goal scorer. But I'm very excited for the World Cup. I'm rooting Argentina. It'll be some France hedge, but Sunday morning, that's where I expect you guys to be. All right, ask for the NFL picks. This is a exciting weekend because there are no teams on a bye. I would say if you're asking me to rank my top three, I think Buffalo -7, -7.5 has to be one. I was looking at the Buffalo history, recent history with Josh Allen, night games in Buffalo. If you take out the wind freaky game with the Patriots, where it was just absolute bonkers, and, you know, Mac Jones threw three passes. These are the last two night games in Buffalo I can remember. You know how they get ready in Buffalo, partying, jumping through tables. bloodbath of Tennessee on Monday Night Football, 48-7 maybe, 42-7. I mean, Matt, I think it was Case Keenum played like the entire fourth quarter. And then the playoff game against the Patriots where it was, I think, 47-17. Night games at Buffalo, tall order. Now, somebody obviously will remember Green Bay did go there. Buffalo won, but they didn't cover a big number. I think the number was 10, and I think they ended up winning by 7. Josh Allen got a little sloppy with the ball late. I don't see Miami putting up that much of a fight. I can see it being interesting for maybe a quarter or a half, but I do think Buffalo pulls away. That's one of my top three. I know you're not going to like it, but the New York Jets have to be one of them. Yes, there is some concern if Mike White goes down. If White goes down, he's coming in with the rib injuries due to the hits he took against the Bills. If White goes down, Zach Wilson goes from sitting out inactive the last 3 weeks to actually playing on the football field. Yes, playing against Aiden Hutchinson and what can be an intimidating Detroit front. I don't know if Detroit's got anything behind that. But whoever the quarterback is for the Jets, I think will find success. And I mention it, if you're the type who fast forwards through the interview and just wants to get to the picks, I think you might be interested to look into Robert Saleh back when he was the defensive coordinator of the Niners facing Jared Goff. There is also some numbers about Goff is really good against zone defenses. He can totally excel in those scenarios. Well, the Jets play man-to-man. Sauce Gardner hopefully can lock up Amare St. Brown. And I know they have other weapons with Jameson Williams and DJ Shark. But again, outdoor game. I'm not going to read too much into how they did against Chicago outdoors, how they did against the Giants. This is a way better defense than that. So Jets, it's up to 1.5. Let's see how high it goes. Listen, I'll tell you right now, I don't like the Jets if it gets to 3. Obviously not. I think at 2 it gets a little dicey because let's just remember, these are the New York Jets. And the third game that I like after Buffalo and the Jets, I think it's the Chargers. I wanted to make it the Patriots, but I keep looking at this Tennessee injury report. Tennessee has lost 3 in a row. And folks, I think the Chargers are getting healthy at the right time. If they're able to keep it up, we're looking at a team that's going to be a scary out in the postseason because Justin Herbert with his weapons. I saw a stat that Herbert, Williams, and Keenan Allen had played a combined 46 snaps before the Miami game. And you notice the Miami game, Keenan Allen was good, but you know who was incredible? Oh, yeah. It was Mike Williams. Mike Williams totally dominating in that game. And if he's healthy, this is a totally different offense. Austin Eckler. I don't know how Tennessee keeps up. There is this scenario, of course, where Derrick Henry runs through them for 250 yards. I personally don't see it, but anything's possible. After those three, I do have a little on Cleveland, 2.5. A little bit on Minnesota, -4. I don't know why I did that. That irrational early week stupidity. Kansas City, -14, which I actually like. I can't advise anybody to lay double digits against the Texans after they just covered 17, but... You know, Alex made a good point that maybe this was a turf war in the state of Tennessee. In the state of Texas, where there was some pride being taken by Houston, and Dallas took them extremely lightly. I think Kansas City -14 is a play, and Patriots got a bad line, took them at -1. They are obviously now minor underdogs. I did see Christian Barrymore, the defensive tackle out of Alabama, is back for New England. That's good. You're going to need him stopping Josh Jacobs in the middle. I think big edge to Belichick against Josh McDaniels. So I would look at the Patriots there. You'll wish me luck in the contest after the 5-0. I actually did take the time and check the standings, and I did soar up into the top 400 out of 4,000, which is not bad. But the reality is the only way I'm going to have to be able to contend here is if I'm able to keep going 4-1, 5-0. That's the only way. So Friday night, Saturday morning will be a little stressful getting those picks in, but it's part of the fun of the contest. That's it for me. Everybody have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this.
Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.